Hello, hi, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Talks. This is Samyukta Sunil, and it feels unreal to be saying that we're on season two because of how I just disappeared on all of you last season. It was not planned, but like, I think with just how things erratically opened up after last lockdown and me being distracted to catch up with my friends, and in the midst of all of it, I completely lost track of this. But of course, I was scouting for new content in the meantime, no doubt. But I was able to actually water and grow this brand like it's like my pet plant, you know. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's like the most accurate description of what I did. Of course, 2021 is giving 2020 a run for its money just because of how severely intense it is and how much of grief and pain that we're all forced to experience right now, which is something I don't want to get into because it's already all around you. And if amidst all of this noise, you still have found the time and the energy and the attention span to actually listen to what I have to say, then I'm truly and really grateful for that. Well, I did not find the purpose to this podcast last year. In the middle of it, I completely got lost. I mean, of course, it wasn't that I just, you know, took out my phone in a whim and started recording shit and I'm like, I'm gonna make people listen to my thoughts. Like, not that creepy, but I knew I had like a passion for the city, a passion for telling stories and a passion to talk, but I did not know the true purpose of it. I did not know what the real meaning of what this podcast could mean for me or where it could lead me. But I've heard this time and again that podcasts are pieces of content that take time to age. Like, it only clicks with an audience over time. And I was not at all convinced because I, like most of us on this, on social media today, like, I was all about instant gratification. So I needed those, like, I needed those views to give me validation, to be very honest. Like, if one episode did well and the next episode did, like, the views drop over time, of course, because initially when you start it off, it's all this hype, and then over time it dies down, and then you're like, okay, so now 1/4 of my audience is probably watching this, and are those people even listening? And then I'd get into this whole zone and not want to create. And this is something I spoke about last year too, but it's a recurring feeling for most artists when like certain things that we do are not validated, and nobody owes you that validation. It takes time for you to process that. It takes time for you to shed that skin where you're seeking that validation, where you're seeking that incentive to grow, right? It took me an entire year to realize that, because now when I was stepping out and talking to people, people knew me for my podcast, which was like the most incredible moment for me in my life. That's when I realized that the podcast actually takes time to mature, because after a year, it's actually solidified into something. It has settled into something. And what it really did for me was to open up a platform where I was able to get involved with my community. I could start using like the reach and like the platform that I had to actually raise awareness about things. I was able to contribute. I was able to give back. I was able to volunteer. I was able to amplify. I was able to do a lot of things. When I myself personally felt helpless, I felt belonged to a community where we could reach out to each other and help. And that was one of the biggest opportunities that this podcast has brought me, and I'm so grateful for that. This is just turning into some sort of a gratitude like audio journal, but yeah, so this has been great. And this season, I just have so many thoughts, and I'm trying to move away from the idea of this just being about Bangalore. This is a representation of like a larger part of the youth, and I'm trying to make it more youth centric. So drop in any ideas for new episodes you have, and if you want to pitch in and want to be, you know, a guest, you have ideas, you have thoughts that you want to talk about, I'm so open to it. I just can't wait what's in store for you, Bob. A year has changed a lot, but I think the spirit of the city and the podcast kind of remains the same, and that just sounded so emo. I'm going to stop myself there. Let the rest of the episodes do the talking, because I've spoken a lot in those episodes as well, and I think you should check them out. So see you soon. I'll catch you next week, Bob.